from wise and wealthy, how to express yourself clearly. I'll never forget a moment early in my career at an AI research firm. I'd been there a few months, quiet, observant, still figuring out my place. Then one day, sitting in a meeting, I had an idea. In my mind, I was already imagining myself sharing my genius idea and looking at all the impressed faces. So I waited for the right moment and I said it. I got nothing. Literally, no response at all. Conversation just moved on like I hadn't said a word. That moment stuck with me. I was committed to not experiencing something like that again, and I knew that the solution was not to shut up, because that's the normal reaction, but to get better at expressing myself. I had to get better at translating my thoughts into words so people would stop and listen. So I got to work on it, and over the years, I found that this one skill compounds across everything. Relationships. Saying what you mean clearly and without getting defensive is what separates couples who work things out from couples who talk past each other for years. Work. The person who can articulate an idea in a meeting gets taken more seriously. Not because they're smarter, because they sound like they know what they're doing. Negotiation. Buying a car, pushing back on a contractor, asking for a raise. Being able to express yourself clearly is often the difference between getting what you want and walking away with less. And these are just a few examples. Articulating yourself properly will impact every single area of your life. Most people think articulation is something you either have or you don't. Some people are just good with words. That's not how it works. When I decided to start a podcast and record video courses, I had to speak on camera about ideas I cared about, with no script and no second takes. The first few months were rough. I'd lose my train of thought after a minute. I'd stumble, repeat myself, trail off into nothing, but I kept going. Every month, a little better. Within a few years, I could go for longer periods without screwing up, and that happened because I simply became aware of this concept and actually made time to practice. The obvious advice is to write every day, read widely, and speak out loud regularly. All true. I'm not going to spend much time on that. Here's what actually moved the needle for me. Think of yourself as a storyteller. That's the most important thing. Every time you speak, follow the same structure. Set up, build up, payoff. That's it. This one shift changed everything for me. Here's how it works. 1. Set up, beginning, tell the listener just enough to understand what's happening, who, where, and what's at stake. Keep a tight see opening of this article, for example. The setup isn't the story. It's just the door into the story. Most people spend way too long here, explaining context nobody needs. 2. Build up, middle. This is where the tension lives. Something happens, changes, or goes wrong. This is the reason the story exists. Without this part, you don't have a story. You have a report. It doesn't have to be dramatic. It just has to matter. A decision, a conflict, a moment of realization. Build it just enough so the listener leans in. 3. Payoff, and this is the point. The thing you wanted them to walk away with. A lesson, a punchline, an insight, a result. Know this before you open your mouth. If you don't know your payoff, you're not ready to tell the story yet. A story without a clear payoff is just noise with extra steps. Remember, set up, build up, payoff. Over and over, in small conversations, then bigger ones. Most people just start talking and hope it lands somewhere useful. They jump between ideas, loop back, and add things they forgot. The listener gets lost, and a lost listener stops listening. When you think like a storyteller, you give people a thread to follow. A clear beginning that tells them what this is about. A middle that builds the tension or the argument. A close that lands the point and makes it stick. Your brain is wired for stories. Research consistently shows that people retain information presented as narrative far better than facts delivered in isolation. Stories trigger something deeper. Use that. Here's how this works in everyday life. You're at dinner and someone asks how your day was. Most people dump a random sequence of events. A storyteller picks one moment, sets it up, builds it briefly, and closes with the thing that made it worth telling. 30 seconds. The person across the table is actually interested. Same in a meeting. Same on a call. Same in any conversation where you want to be understood and remembered. Knowing the structure is one thing. Knowing what breaks it is just as important. Mixing up the timeline. The moment you say, oh, and actually, before that you've lost them. Stay chronological. Tell it in the order it happened. If you need to go back in time, do it once clearly and get back on track, bringing in extra characters. So my colleague told me, and then his manager also said, and there was this other person stop. If someone isn't essential to the point, cut them. Every unnecessary character is a weight the listener has to carry. Not knowing you're close before you open. This is the biggest one. Most people start talking without knowing where they're going. You can feel it when someone does this. The story gets longer, the energy drops, and it ends with something vague like, so yeah, it was interesting. Know the ending before you start. The ending is the whole reason you're telling the story. Over-explaining. You don't need to justify every detail or preempt every question. Say the thing. Trust the listener to follow. The more you over-explain, the more it sounds like you don't trust what you're saying, making yourself the hero. Stories where you always come out looking great feel like PR. The stories that actually connect are the ones where you got it wrong, struggle, or figured something out the hard way. That's what people relate to. Start small. Next time someone asks how your day was or what happened in a meeting, resist the urge to dump information. Pause for 2 seconds. Pick one thing. Set it up, build it, close it. Open, middle, close. Over and over. In small conversations first, then bigger ones. The more you read, the more material you'll have to draw from. Over time, it becomes automatic. You stop thinking about structure and just talk. But the structure is there underneath, holding everything together. That's when people start to notice you speak well. There's a side effect to all of this that people don't talk about enough. When you can express yourself clearly, your confidence goes up, because you know that when you open your mouth, something useful is going to come out. In a world where standing out is harder than ever, that matters. Most people have good thoughts and ideas. So many of us can make a good contribution, but few can share their thoughts in a way that lands. Be one of the few.